A U.S. military official in Kirkuk said today that factions of the Turkish military are actively trying to create instability in northern Iraq. He confirmed earlier reports that U.S. forces last week intercepted a Turkish convoy of five vehicles with more than 20 people, including a dozen who said they were Turkish Special Forces soldiers. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kirkuk, and he joined us on the line. Hello there, Ivan.
Hi, Jackie.
Tell us what you've been able to learn about this incident with the Turks and smuggled weapons.
Well, the U.S. military here says that this small convoy of Turkish soldiers peacefully surrendered when they were intercepted, and they did admit that at least 12 of these people were Turkish Special Forces soldiers. They didn't have any documents, so the American troops at the checkpoint searched the vehicles, and they found dozens of weapons, M4 machine guns, some of them modified with grenade launchers and sights, high-powered pistols, grenades, body armor, radio scanner, and then a flag and some propaganda material for the Iraqi Turkmen Front. That is supposed to be a homegrown Iraqi opposition party to Saddam Hussein that is supposed to defend the interests of the Turkmen ethnic group. Now, Colonel Bill Mayville, he's the American military commander now effectively running Kirkuk, he says that there is definitely some elements of the Turkish military. He has proof now. He's caught these people. He says their goal is to create civil unrest here in Kirkuk and to capitalize on that instability so that Turkish peacekeepers will be called into this strategic oil-rich city. And he points out that one of the main missions of the 173rd Army Airborne, which has been here for more than a month here in northern Iraq, was to make sure that this area would be stable between all of the different ethnic groups to ensure that there was never going to be a need for any kind of Turkish military incursion into this part of the country.
Let's talk about the ethnic mix in Kirkuk, which was a potent one even before the war began. Tell us what's going on there now and remind us who's there.
We have a very mixed community here of Arabs, of Kurds, Turkmen, different Christian groups here as well. And part of the problem here was long policies discriminating against some of these ethnic groups. These were policies perpetrated by Saddam Hussein's government. He was expelling ethnic Turkmen and Kurds from the city in the tens of thousands and denying them the rights to own property or homes or stores. The Kurds swept back into this city upon the collapse of the Iraqi army here, and the American military commander here, he says every night there are cases of Arab families being forced out of their homes at gunpoint. And he also cited another incident. A group of Kurdish guerrillas had kidnapped 27 Arab youths, and they were trying to scare their families into leaving, saying, if you don't leave, we'll simply kill your young men.
So does the reception to the American military depend on which faction you belong to?
In some ways, I think some of the Arabs here who had it quite well under Saddam Hussein are not all viewing the American military presence here, viewing them as liberators. But many of the Kurds and the Turkmen here are very happy to see American troops here. And there are very cordial relationships on the street, people smiling, shaking hands. In other cities, the Americans are viewed as occupying forces. They have succeeded in bringing back electricity to most of the city, running water, and they are working with ethnic leaders every day to try to create joint police patrols, ethnically mixed police patrols, to try to create some sense of dialogue here. So far, the Americans are still viewed quite well, I'd say, by the residents here in Kirkuk.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Ivan.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking with us from Kirkuk in northern Iraq.